How we doing today? What you guys got? I'm tired, excited, very happy about obviously getting a win against a division team and getting off that two-game slide. Have an opportunity to be in first place. I think it is exciting for our football team. I think we understand where we are. We're not, like I said last night, we're not going to get too high in this deal. We're a 5-4 football team, one game over 500. And there's so many things we can get better at. And I know we will. We can. It's just work. We got a lot of work to do. And we'll continue to keep plugging at this thing. But I was very excited for our football team. The thing I'm most excited about, this team doesn't blink. You know, we've had all kind of challenges presented to us this year, you know, in terms of losing guys for this game, that game, you know. But the players, and again, I give a lot of credit to my staff and to the players, they find a way to keep going. I mean, most teams, if you look at some of the guys we've lost, would turn their back and curl up and call it a year, you know, but not this football team. That's not how we're built. And, you know, we're the Raiders, and we're in Coach Davis's vision, and we're going to keep playing, and we're going to play as hard as we can play.
You talk about the importance of just getting a victory and kind of stopping the bleeding and mm-hmm. not letting some of that negativity that's been surrounding everybody.
See, everybody think there's been negativity. I don't. You know, I know losing breeds that. I know people start saying things. I you know, I hear things that get said. But I never felt that in our locker room. I never felt that with our football team. Then I would have had a concern. I know everybody else was concerned. I wasn't. What I wanted to do is just make sure that we just kept working, you know, and just keep your head down. You hit these kind of slides in seasons sometime, you know, where things just don't go right. But I had a good feeling why things wasn't going right. And I think that's the difference. I think if you can't put your hand on it, if you don't know what's going on with your football team, then you can't fix it. And we were able to get the ship righted, you know, pretty quickly. And again, it's a tribute to the players, to the staff, to everybody involved with this football team, because we have faith and we know what we're trying to do.
You go into that game thinking you're going to get it to Michael 30 times, Terry?
You know, honestly, I thought I was going to get it to Michael as many times as I think it took to win the game. You know, if it meant 50 times, I would have handed it to him 50 times. You know, when we walked in the game, I'm sure those guys will tell you I script the openers, and the openers didn't say run the ball 30 times to Michael Bush. You know, it says be balanced and be diverse. But when you stand out there, and that's the beautiful part about having been the coordinator here and a play caller, when you stand out there and you look at your team against another team and you see the line coming off the ball and you see the velocity of the back, you get a good feel for what's going on. I don't know that you can see that when you're up top, you know, behind a glass. And when you're down there, you get a real good feel for the game. And he was starting to take over the game, and the blockers were taking over the game, and the rest is history.
Hire, and he played, I don't know if he played guard before in the NFL, before last night, or had he?
Well, he's practiced with us at guard some, you know. But again, that's a tribute to the young man. He prepared himself, got himself ready to play, you know, without much practice. Just worked at it, you know, during the week, and said, hey, coach, if Sammy can't go and Wiz goes to center, I want this opportunity. I'm ready for it. And
did that sway you? Him coming to you and saying that, was that a factor?
No, because I'm not surprised that he was. I mean, we're playing a big ball game, and again, he's a veteran player who's been in big games, and nothing against Joe Barksdale, because Joe's done a really good job playing his role on our football team. But I just felt it was time to put a little bit more veteran presence out there, and he did. He did a fantastic job.
Coach, speaking of Wiz, I was very impressed with him because I know they tried center at camp for a while. But, I mean, even late in the game on those screens, he's well downfield, blocking. He didn't seem to get tired at all. Can you talk about him a little bit?
He's been tremendous all year. I mean, I cannot say enough about him. You know, what an awesome draft pick for us. He's got a big, bright future ahead of him here. He's our starting left guard who can play center, did a fantastic job, didn't blink, moved right over the center, never skipped a beat. You know, I mean, that's the thing about this whole team, though. We don't get too emotional when we got to do something different that's out of the ordinary. We just go do it, you know, and he did, and he did it well last night.
How good a coach was that for him and for the whole line to kind of reshuffle like that?
It's hard if you make it hard, you know. But that's my point. I don't think this team flinches when something like that happens. It's just, come on, let's go get it done. And that's because I've taken on that mentality. I mean, the mentality here is whatever it takes. And sometimes whatever it takes haven't been good enough for us thus far. But I think the team knows we're not going to ever worry about if somebody can play or somebody can't play, that we're going to put somebody in there. It's next man up, and let's play. But he did a great job of getting the calls, you know, echoing the calls down the line to the rest of the guys. But, again, he's been there all year. He's been there since training camp, so he knows what those are. And he knew how to get the line directed the correct way.
Do you have any update on Jacoby's status at all?
Obviously, I don't know much today. He's still in a walking boot. And we'll know more as we move forward. You know, we're going to find out all the different details as he goes and gets checked by other people and find out exactly where he is. It's very unfortunate. What a big catch on that play because I think he was about to just really start playing really well. But, again, that's the nature of this business. You know, injuries happen.
How much is you actually have the 10 days off now. You got a lot of guys banged up.
Mm-hmm.
How beneficial is that?
It's very beneficial. I told our guys we got 10 days to get healthy and to get strong, you know, because we're in the last run of this thing. You know, we got 7 games left, and we got some real big football ahead of us to play.
The defensive line, in by their own admittance, just had a terrible breakdown against Denver. They seemed to respond last night. Why? How did that happen?
They worked at it, you know. We have some veteran players up there who take pride in playing. You know, the Richard Seymours, the Tommy Kellys, the Cameron Wembleys, you know, Lamar Houston, who's a young player. And I think they were frustrated with the performance of last week, you know. And they said it, you know. And I think they went into this thing not wanting to let their teammates down. It wasn't so much about all the stuff that's been said about them, more so that when they look across a room at the other guys that they're fighting with, that they wanted to make sure that they put the right product out there on the field, and they did that last night.
When you look at the first 8 games and then preparing the game plan offensively for last night, did you feel you needed to kind of get back to basics? I know you said you didn't feel you got away from the run, but...
Yeah, I didn't. I still to this day don't feel that. I mean, let's be honest here. We're plugging in people in different spots. You know, we're in a transition people and finding out what's best for this football team as we try to win football games. And, you know, everybody talks about the Denver game. We had a chance to win that game. We didn't. You know, we didn't make the plays at the end. The Kansas City game, we kind of got away. That got away from us. You know, for whatever the reasons are, it doesn't matter. But we have run the ball. We're the number 3 or whatever we are in rushing. So we don't get away from the run. That is still our foundation. But sometimes certain teams are not going to just let you line up and run it any kind of way you want to. And I think that's the misnomer. Well, you just run it however you want to when you want to. No. That's the National Football League. There's going to be some teams that stop you sometimes, you know, and what you have to do is create opportunities for your players, as I've always said, to give them chances to be successful, and that's what we do. And last night, the chances were created for several different reasons, you know, but our scheme, the ability of the line to block, the ability of our quarterback to be a threat in a passing game. I mean, running the ball, there's a lot of factors that go into it, but you got to know how to do it and do it consistently.
When you had Stanford route following Vincent Jackson around, which hasn't been done a whole lot here,
mm-hmm.
What went into thinking to have him move around and stick on Vincent, and how do you think he did there?
Well, you take your best corner and you try to put it on their best player. I mean, Stanford had some plays last night and I'm sure he wished he had back, but for the most part, I think Vincent caught one ball, you know, and again, I think for the most part, Stanford did a good job, you know, and I expect him to be one of the best corners in this league. That's the expectation of him. We should be able to put him on whoever we want to put him on and say, hey, Stanford, go get it done. So he did a good job. There are some other plays that he needs to continue to get better at and grow from. But, again, I think Chuck did a good job of devising a plan and giving those guys an opportunity to go out and play and have success on defense.
You know, there was talk that to help Carson along, some of his maybe terminology or plays from Cincinnati was brought in. How much of that is true, and if it's true, how much of it was brought in?
Well, let me say this. I know that's the feeling. The feeling, we have always had a no-huddle offense here. What we've done is I've bridged the gap for him. You know, that's my job, is to make sure that he can go out there and play well. So we didn't really take the terminology. We've kept our terminology. Just the system and how we go about it is just a little different. And I think that's what the players see, that it was a little different. There was a little learning there for a second that we had to go through. And but I think the offense is growing. I think you guys can see the offense is really starting to be what I envision it being, whether it's running or throwing the ball. we're getting better, and we'll continue to grow with this quarterback as we continue to go forward. But I mean, this is the Raiders' offense. We don't. It's not Cincinnati's. You know what was done in Cincinnati's in Cincinnati. This is the Raiders, and we plan on getting this thing right.
Is he more comfortable no huddle, or is he, that something he really likes?
I think he likes it. I think he likes anything, though. He likes to score points. You know, that's what Carson's about. But he's in command. You know, in those situations, and we kind of do it together. But he does a fantastic job of it because he has a rhythm about himself. You know what he does and how he gets us in and out. But we have about five different tempos of offense that we can play at. Mm-hmm. You know, whether we huddle or don't huddle or whatever we do. So there's a lot that goes into it. But he is definitely the conductor of it.
Last night, prior and street clothes again. Mm-hmm. I guess Leckler third string. If everybody stays healthy. Foresee it being like that the rest of the year, so you get that extra player, and it's just basically a learning year for Terrell?
Well, you never know. You know, I mean, I would love to get Terrell Pryor playing a little bit. I mean, I think the experience for him would be great, but I can't do it at the expense of another position that might be something very important to our team. And he's a very competitive young man. He's very talented. I think he has a bright, bright future ahead of himself. The guy works his tail off. I mean, he does everything you asked of him and more. So I'm excited about what he's going to become. But right now, all of our practice is, you know, dictated by who we play. You know, so you don't get a chance to work the from A to Z with him right now. You know, you're into game week real quickly. But he has grown leaps and bounds. Would I love to play him at some point in time? Yeah. Is it going to stay like it is, like it's been lately? I don't know. You know, we're going to take it week to week and see how it goes.
How tough of a decision is it to keep playing Janikowski when he's clearly not himself right now? He's popping up the kickoffs. You get down to the 36, and ordinarily that's a play where you might kick a field goal and you try the fake punt. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you have to think about that one pretty hard to think, do we bring another kicker in for this game, or are we just try and get by with what we can do?
I think we had a plan. You know, once we made a decision that he was playing a week ago, to get him to this point, because now we got a good stretch of time to where we can possibly get him totally healthy. But again, he wants to be out there with his teammates. And again, I have to make the right decision for the football team, as long as it doesn't cost us, because a half of Janikowski might be as good as most in this league, in my opinion. So we're not going to put him in a situation where he hurts himself, but we're also not going to not let him go out there and kick when he wants to compete and play. So he's done a good job. I mean, he made the field goal. He kicked the ball. You know, we had some bloop kicks. He kicked one out they couldn't get, you know. But I think we got a chance to get him healthy now and get him back up to being, you know, 100% or close to it. And I think the plan's worked.
Coach Carson's ability to throw the deep ball, you had a lot of success the last couple of weeks with the deep passes, mm-hmm. opening things up for other aspects of the offense.
How is it? I'm sorry.
How much does that open help the running game, help everything else?
I think it all goes hand in hand. You know, I think when you have the ability to run the ball, then people have to stop the run, which then gives you a chance to throw it. And when people start stopping you from throwing the ball, it gives you the opportunity to run it. I think that's the threat of having both, you know, being a balanced offense that can run it and throw it. And I think that's the only way you get good in this league. You know, I think you got to have the threat of both. I mean, and we've run the ball here really well. And we know how to do that. I've always said we need to grow in the passing game, and I think we're doing that now. And I think the receivers are getting better. I think the quarterback's getting better. I think the line's gotten better. And I think if we continue to grow and keep working at it, then we got a chance to be something really good.
Denarius had a couple of quiet weeks at the fast start, then a couple of quiet weeks, and now he's breaking out again. What's been the difference for him?
I think it happens in this league. That's my point. I think, you know, a week ago it was Jacoby. You know, this week is Darnarius. I couldn't tell you it's going to be next week. It might be Darius. It might be Kevin Boss. Who knows? You don't know. It all depends on how teams defense you. And that's how we play. You know, we have a way and rhythm about how we play football on offense. And sometimes one guy might get targeted a lot more than the other because it's based on how the defense plays and based on where the quarterback sees his progression. So I'm not going to say the past 2 weeks we just tried to throw it at him a ton. I know in the Denver game he had 12 opportunities. I think in this one he had 7 and caught 5. Some guys didn't have any. Some guys had some. I mean, that's going to happen, but that's the beauty of what we do. Whoever has the hot hand might get it. Whoever can get open is going to get it, and we're going to continue to do that.
Coach,
How's TJ? Which one's
doing? He's doing great. He's doing great. TJ's, you know, somebody asked me that the other day. TJ's here for several different reasons, you know. And one, because I have a legit understanding of football with him and what he is and what he isn't. That's number one. Number two, he can help this team, you know, be what I think it can be. He brings a level of experience and toughness to that position that we have some young guys that are growing. He has a good coach also. You know, he can go in there and coach those guys up along with Sanjay Lau and get these guys to understand exactly what it is that I'm looking for and maybe share some of his experience of being with Carson, you know. So to me, he is invaluable, what he brings to his football team. And then he'll go out there and catch a ball. That's huge in the game, you know, when you least expect it. So I think he's doing a good job. Do I think still he's working his way into understanding, into being a part of our football team and exactly how we do things? Yeah, but he's done a great job since he's been here.
How rare a luxury is it to have a guy like Michael? I mean, you lose Darren, who's one of the most productive backs in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Not many teams have another guy who can go in there and get
on. Yeah, absolutely. He's unbelievable. That's why he's a Raider. You know, he's done a good job. I've always said that about Michael Bush. He's very dependable. He's always there when you need him. I mean, you can go back to last year, my first year here. I mean, there's three games that Darren missed. I know two games that Mike played really, really good. And rushed for over 100 yards in two games and led us to victories. But he is he's definitely a real good football player for us, and I'm excited he's here.
Touched on this a little bit last night, but I just to go back on for a second. When you threw the challenge mm-hmm. flag on the play with Carson Palmer, mm-hmm. you knew at the time you weren't going to win the challenge.
Oh, yeah, I knew. The guys told me upstairs I would. Yeah. They said, just like they said, you got a choice to make. Either you can do what you want to do, which is give the defense a little rest before you stick them out there and mm-hmm. get everybody composed and understand what's going on, or you can stick in your pocket and let the defense go out there and play. You know,
it was worth a timeout for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what I decided to do was throw it, you know, and I get to make that decision. And I know some people don't agree with that, but that's okay. At that time, you got to know your team. And I didn't want to stick the defense right back out there without getting them composed, getting Chuck to get them together, talk about what we needed to do before we went back out there. And I think sometimes you have to do that as a coach. You know, you got to know your team. I knew the ball was kind of not, I mean, his arm wasn't going forward, but it was a chance to take. Maybe you could have got a judgment call. You never know. But I also knew what I was trying to do on the other side, which was give our defense just a little bit more time.
And why not just call timeout?
Because I didn't want to call timeout. Because at that time, I might have got a judgment call that, hey, maybe we could get the ball back. So that's where I was with that.
With the Toledo.
I'm sorry.
Toledo, first start.
It was good. I'm sure he was excited to be out there, and he did some good stuff. I mean, he, you know, obviously he had a play that he wished he had back, you know, that went over him, and they don't normally make that play, and he had an interception right in his hands, but he battled. You know, he think about it again. Here's a guy that hadn't played. You know, here he comes off the street, you know, a couple of days. Hey, buddy, you're starting. Let's go play, you know, and you never look back. And all he ever told me was, Coach, thank you for the opportunity. Before the game, I'm going to make you proud. And after the game is, Coach, I'm going to get better. So those are the kind of guys you like. I mean, he's a veteran player that knew exactly, you know, what he was brought in here to do and willing to work at it, willing to do whatever it takes to get better. And to me, he's only going to get better because he's now playing, you know. So I'm very happy he's here also.
San Diego's first drive they had that lateral play where they got a big kickoff. And then they moved the ball a little bit, but you mm-hmm. wound up holding them out of the end zone. And it seemed like Rolando early on was kind of struggling on that first drive, but he got into it as it went along and made mm-hmm. some plays. Do you think it was just a matter of him getting that ankle going? And
oh, yeah. Getting warmed up, you know. Yeah, and we got to start faster. And he knows that. But I think, you know, he's been out. He didn't play last week neither. Didn't get a chance. We didn't practice much a lot this past week as a football team, you know, because we couldn't. I mean, we had such a short week. So I'm sure his cardiovascular wasn't where he wanted it to be, and he had to get himself going in the game. But, boy, did he play good. You know, he really played good and was very instrumental in helping our defense hold that offense down.
Maybe you were asked this earlier in the week, but John Madden was on the radio the other day saying that he doesn't think it's right to ask players to come from Sunday and play again on Thursday. It's just not enough time for the body to recover.
It's hard. It's hard, but that's what the league says do. So that's what we have to do. But is it tough? It's very tough. you know, and we didn't have some players play because of it, you know, but that's also part of it too. That's the way the league is set up, and there are some other teams going to have the same issue starting this Thursday.
You talk a little bit about Taiwan. He got a lot more carries yesterday. Can you see him fitting in more with McFadden?
Oh, yeah. No, he's getting better. He's getting better. And, you know, again, it's a trust thing from me to him. The more you play, you know, the more, and you make more of the right decisions, the more I trust you. You know, and he is. He's getting better. And he's doing some good things and running the ball hard and making a huge contribution on special teams. And he's earning the stripes on this football team. And I think the players are appreciative of what he's trying to do. So, I mean, as we continue to move forward, we'll give him more opportunities to see what he can do.